Good Friday can't be Good Friday without Easter. Without Easter, Friday is the worst day ever. Matter of fact, this morning at our sunrise service, we had this cross there, and it was just a bare wooden cross with wire on it. And everybody was given a flower when they came in, and it came time in the worship that we invited everybody to come forward and to beautify this cross. And so we came up each individually and put those flowers on that cross. Isn't it beautiful? You see, without Easter, Friday can't be good. But with Easter, even Friday is good. You know, before I get into my message, let me just share a couple of thank yous. Well, yesterday, how many of you had your kids here yesterday? How many of you had your grandkids here yesterday? How many of you, like me, just dropped your grandkids off and came back? No. Man, we had a great time at our Easter egg hunt. We had like 7,000 eggs, and they were everywhere. And I saw little kids going home with just buckets full of eggs, and they had a great time. Connie and her crew were just awesome. And we wanted to thank Joe and Kathy York because they filled almost all those eggs single-handedly with them and their family. And that's quite a ministry. Now, let's also give it up for Steve Corklick for the food this morning. How many of you had your... Steve, I don't know how he did it. Steve brought 300 breakfast sandwiches up on the Wapsie Mountain. We got up there, and it was raining like crazy, and we brought it all back down here, and it was still warm, and it was awesome. So I want to thank Steve and the 29th Street Deli for the food this morning. The flowers were given to us by Cindy Keys. That was awesome. Isn't Easter great? I mean, Easter is wonderful. And you know, I want to do something else with you before we get into this. I don't know how many of you, because I know probably a lot of you are here visiting or here for the first time in a while. We have a brand new app at church. I don't know if you've seen this. First Church app. I want you to download this. And those of you that have downloaded it, I put a brand new live poll on there that I need you to help me with this message. Okay, so I want you to open up the app on your phone and go to the live poll. You'll see it there right on the top and answer that poll question. And I'm going to share your responses later on in my message this morning. And if you haven't downloaded the app, get right on. We have Wi-Fi here that can help you with that. Church 10, capital C is the password for the Wi-Fi, so you can do that. So let me talk to you about names. Isn't it awesome when somebody remembers your name? I've had so many things about this in my life over the years. Just yesterday, I saw a young man sitting out here with the Easter egg hunt. And I went up and I said, "Hey, dude, how are you? Man, I haven't seen you in a long time. How's those kids of yours?" And then I looked at this man's wife and it was like, uh-oh, this isn't who I think it is. And, you know, I just kind of went on. And then today he came in and I saw him downstairs putting his kids in the nursery and Adam was his name, and I went up and I said, "Dude, listen, I wanted to just tell you yesterday, that was kind of weird." And he said, "Yeah, that was kind of weird, Pastor John." I said, "Man, you look just like," and I named this other person, and he didn't know him at all. And I was like, "Trust me, that guy could be your brother, you know." And then I said to Arlene, "Doesn't he look like so-and-so?" And she's like, "Not a bit." You know, have you ever been embarrassed because you can't remember somebody's name? Man, this happens to me all the time. Matter of fact, I was thinking about this because the baptisms this morning, a number of years ago, I was up there and I was baptizing this man, and we got down in the water. And I mean, I'd spent time with this guy, I'd prayed with him, you know. He knew the Lord. It was just a beautiful experience. Boy, I got down in the water and I could not remember his name. You know, so, I mean, you know, Dave and I, you know, you introduce people and you got to know somebody's name. You know, Is it take if you say, you know, "Now baptize John Doe in the name of the Father and the Son," you know, and so here's what I did. This is a true story. I just said, "Okay, I'm going to pray." And I prayed, and I was praying two prayers. I was praying one prayer that you guys were hearing, and I was praying another prayer that went something like this: "Dear Lord, please give me this guy's name. This is going to be so embarrassing. This is going to be so embarrassing." I thought, okay, I'll just keep praying until God will give me this guy's name. God will give me this guy's name. After about 17 minutes, I still didn't have this guy's name. And finally, I just determined I was just going to say amen, and I was going to flip my microphone off, and I was going to say, dude, what's your name? Okay. But right as I said amen, he gave me his name, and it was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, I mean, have you ever been that way? Have you ever been out in public? And some people do this to me all the time here. Not too long ago, I was in the back there, and somebody came over and said, hey, you remember me? And, you know, you just kind of feel them. Say, sure, I remember you. So what's my name? I'm not sure. Years ago here at First Church, we had a number of people that were Tim. We had Tim Barr and Tim Allison and Tim Riley, and we had a lot of Tims. We always said, you know what, if you forget somebody's name, just call them Tim. You might be right. Well, you know, I couldn't do that with this guy, and he just kept embarrassing me. You know, here's people around. He's like, this guy doesn't even know my name. You know, and he's just like, okay, you know, what do you do? What do you do? Hello, my name is, you know, we did this back in December where we wore name tags for a month, hopefully to try to help us learn each other's names. Here's the point of all this. Have you ever noticed that in the Easter story, a lot of people are called by name? Do you remember when in one of the Gospels it talks about Jesus appearing, and he said, go and tell my disciples and Peter. Go tell my disciples. Now, Peter was one of the disciples. But for some reason, Jesus picked him out and mentioned him by name. Go and tell my disciples, and make sure you tell Peter that I'm going to appear to them, and they're going to see me as being alive. Don't you think that's significant? I think that's significant that Jesus did that. And then here in our text this morning, from John chapter 20 and verse number 16, when it talks about Mary being at the tomb, and her finding the tomb being empty. You know, you got this brilliant appearance of angels, and the tomb is opened, and the angel sits on the tomb, on the stone. And all of a sudden, the tomb is empty, and Mary thinks, oh my goodness, what's happened? And she sees this man who she assumes is the gardener. And if you read this text, she even says to him, sir, if you've moved the body of my Lord, please tell me where he is so that I can go to him. And it was out of this moment of desperation when Mary was so despondent, so down that that the Lord's body was gone, that this is the recorded word in John 20, verse 16, when Jesus says, Mary. And it says, Mary turned to him and cried out, Rabboni, which in Hebrew is teacher. Jesus says, Mary. You know, there's another time when Jesus was on the road to Emmaus, and he experienced these disciples. And there was a point in time when Jesus had this conversation with these four people, and it was revealed to them who he was. Listen, folks, there's something beautiful, there's something simple, but yet there's something profound when people know your name. Doesn't that make you feel good? I mean, doesn't it make you feel good when people know your name? Somebody was in here first service before you guys came here, and I was in the back, and he came up, and I said, hey, Todd, how are you? And it was almost like he didn't hear me, and he said, my name's Todd. I said, I know your name. And he said, yeah, you do, don't you? I said, yeah, I remember you, Todd. I said, were you just in service? And he said, yeah, I was just in service. And you could tell by the smile on his face that he was touched and moved because I knew him by name. Let me tell you something, folks. If you make this a part of your life, like learn the names of your waitress. You know, learn the names of the people that wait on you at the grocery store. And when you go in there, you call them by name. You know, for example, I can just tell you, you know, at Cracker Barrel, you have Terry, you have Sam, you have Glenn, you have, I know, you have Julie. There's all kinds of people that I, I know out there. And it makes people smile when they know your name. Do you wonder about this when you read this passage? You know, I think this is significant because Easter is so big. You know, I said to somebody a couple days ago, I said, yeah, we're going to have 7,000 Easter eggs. This woman said, oh, that's nothing. My grandkids, they had 12,000 Easter eggs at their church. I said, well, I was mistaken. Ours is 15,000 Easter eggs. Easter is so, it's just so big. Easter is always about a crowd. You know, we had a big crowd here at Sunrise this morning. It was incredible. We had a nice crowd, for our first service. As I look around, you know, the auditorium's almost full now, and there'll be a service after you guys, and hopefully it'll be full again. Easter's always big. It's always the biggest crowd. You know, as the treasurer said, it's always the biggest offering too, you know. Generosity at Easter. Easter's big. We fill it up for Easter. But here's the thing, folks. Wherever you are and wherever you're sitting, God wants you to have an experience like you're alone in the garden. Like you are approaching the empty tomb all by yourself. And in your despondency, and in your gloom, and in your wonder about what's happened because the tomb is empty, you hear the voice of Jesus saying your name. You know, I was in a large group of people a few years ago, and when we went into this auditorium, there were, I don't know, 10, 15,000 people there. Everybody was given a slip of paper. And on that slip of paper was a verse of scripture. And it was actually in 2011. It was the anniversary of the publishing of the King James Bible. King James Version of the Bible published in 1611. In 2011, I was in this large gathering and we went into this room and everybody was given a slip of paper. And what it was that when the room was full, and you think about 15,000 people, everybody's got a little index card with a scripture on it, and they came up and they said in honor of the King James Version of the Bible, we're going to read the whole Bible in 1 minute. And they had everybody stand up and they said, okay, everybody get their piece of paper. And they said, okay, when we say go, you just read out loud the verse that you've been given. And they said, 1, 2, 3, go. And all of a sudden you got 15,000 people reading all at once. It's And 1 minute later, it was like silence. I don't know sure where those sound effects came from. That was just kind of weird. That was even weird to me. I'm sorry. I don't know how that looked to you. But after 1 minute, it got totally silent. And then they told us that we had read the entire Bible in 1 minute. It was so interesting because the person seated next to me was not part of our group, but we were comparing scriptures. And I forget, I had something from Ecclesiastes or something. And he had John 3:16. You see, sometimes we need to hear the one word out of the many. Sometimes we need to feel that one ray of sunshine shining on our face. Sometimes we need to feel like that God is picking us out of the crowd and speaking to us. And listen, folks, that's what Easter is about. Jesus Christ spoke the name of Peter and said, make sure that you tell Peter that I am alive, because everything that Peter had gone through, his denials, you know, his flying off the handle, speaking before he thinks, and all of a sudden, Jesus Christ accomplished that which he came to this earth to accomplish, being his death, his burial, his resurrection. And he said, you go and you tell the disciples that I'm alive, and make sure that you tell Peter. Some of us here today were like Peter. We need to hear this personal message from the risen Lord. Maybe he's speaking to you today. I mean, do you hear him? Do you hear him say your name? And sweet Mary, who'd been so instrumental in the work of the kingdom. You know, sweet Mary, who has the distinction here of being the one that Jesus says to go and tell the world that I'm alive. But maybe it was because Mary was listening. Maybe Mary heard her name because she was attentive. She was listening. You see, here's the thing. A lot of times Easter gets our attention. I mean, you know, think about it. Okay, this shirt I have on this morning, you know how many times I've worn this shirt? First time. I feel like I'm 10 years old again. And my mother's got this shirt out of the closet because what? Because it's Easter. Here, let's take a little poll. How many has a brand new article of clothing on this morning here in church? Raise your hand. Look at there. Just look around. Yeah, that's awesome. The whole front row has new clothes on. Why? It's because this day is just so big, and we want it to be beautiful, and we want to honor what God has done. We want to celebrate spring, this idea of new life in His name. So here's the thing, folks. I just want you to go away today knowing that God knows your name. Out of the millions and even billions of people in the world today, God knows your name. The Bible says that He knows the number of your days before you were ever formed in your mother's womb. The Bible says that He knows the number of hairs on your head. For some of you, that's not very hard to count, right? The Bible says that a sparrow doesn't fall from the sky without Him noticing. The Bible says look at the birds. They don't toil or spin, but yet God takes care of them. Look at the flowers of the field. Even Solomon in all of his glory wasn't clothed as beautiful as one of these. Folks, the scriptures are so full of it. I mean, the whole Bible is simply about God's love for you, God's love for me. And sometimes I think that we make it so big that we forget that it is just for us. You know, this morning I had such a beautiful example of this. We were up on the mountain, you know, we were prepared for a beautiful sunrise service up there, and it just started pouring rain up there, and we had this table and all this coffee on the tables, and you know, the cups and everything were being blown away, and the sandwiches were getting wet, and finally I just said, you know what, let's everybody grab something and let's go down to the gym at the church. So we came down here to the gym of the church, and it was so neat because we had the sandwiches and all the food and everything out on the tables up there. But when we brought it down here, we weren't sure quite what was going on. And Steve and his son and another person, they had these sandwiches in these big trays. And they just went around passing them out, you know, giving them people. And Steve came by and he gave me a sandwich. And I saw his son coming right down there too. So I held this one behind me and I let him give me another one. Man, those were good. And they went around that room and they individually gave everybody, or at least offered everybody there, one of these hot breakfast sandwiches. It was beautiful. It was almost like communion. You know, and then we had these flowers were all stuck in a big piece of foam just laying over on the floor. And up on the mountain, we had it at a particular place where you were going to go through the line and you were going to get a flower and then go to the cross. And then down here, everybody was in the gym and it was just all together. And I grabbed 10 or 12 little kids and I said, hey, guys, grab a bunch of flowers off that and just pass them out. And these beautiful little children is going around, you know, giving the flowers to all the people in the room. And after they finished, there was some left, and I said, go give them another one, and they grab, and they're just going around. It was beautiful. You know what's beautiful about it? It's because it was personal. You know, there's something about There's something about personal. And here's the thing, folks. I don't care where you come from or what's going on in your life, how close or how far away from God you feel. Or maybe you're here today and you haven't been in church in years, and this is the very first time. I am so glad that you are here. Because regardless of who we are and where we come from, Easter is not about the bigness of the holiday. It's about the personal sacrifice that Jesus made for all of us. I love this beautiful scripture here. Take a look at it. It comes from Isaiah chapter 43. And it says, "But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." Isn't that beautiful? You know what? I suspect that most of us here today aren't very good with names. Man, I used to pride myself on my ability to remember people's names. And whew, man, as I get older, it's like, you know, who are you? You know, who are you? I saw my father-in-law the other day, and I had to think about what his name was. You know, we just get that way, don't we? Here, let me look. Let me look. I got to get this out there. Live poll, First Church. The question is, how good are you at remembering people's names? One, I'm terrible. Two, I'm bad. Three, I do okay. And four, I never forget a name. 5% of the people said that they never forget a name. I also have heard that 5% of the people in America tell fibs. 56% are either terrible or bad. 39% is I do okay. And 5% say that I never forget a name. But here's the point, folks. Not only does God never forget your name, He speaks your name. And at Easter, over the bigness, understand that God knows your name. Matter of fact, just shh, be real quiet. Be real quiet. Listen. Let's pretend we're in the garden. Shh. Do you hear it? I think I can hear Jesus right now calling your name. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we're so bad sometimes at remembering people's names. But Father, I pray that today that we would understand that you never forget a name. You never forget a face, because you died for each and every one. God, may we know that the message of Easter, when Peter and John, when the ladies, when Mary, when they came to the tomb that Easter day, that Lord, they encountered an empty tomb. And many of them heard you speak their name. So I pray today, Lord, that we would hear you calling our name. And that, Father, we would be obedient to that call. And that we would respond to that call. And that, God, we would know that you speak our name out of love. When you said Mary, Lord, you wanted to reveal to her your love, your grace, your mercy, what you had done. God, you wanted to show her and tell her that the cross was not the end. That, Lord, when you were nailed to those boards, that was not the last word spoken. That God, even the forgiveness that you offered from the cross, that there was something beyond that, that you rose from the dead 3 days later as you promised you would. And that God, you look in the eyes of every person that has lived or ever will live. And Lord, you call them by name. And you want each of them to come and to know you. To know your love, to know your grace and your mercy, to know that your death on the cross was for them. And that, God, we can not only have victory, over the sins of this world, but that we can live a victorious life, knowing that death is not the end, that there is something else. And Lord, you proved it with your resurrection. So God, I pray that each person in this room, whether they're here every Sunday, whether they're here today as a visitor, or whether, Lord, they've wandered into this place today just because you've led them here, I pray, Lord, that they would hear their name. And when you speak that name to them, may they know your love. And God, may we respond by faith to that love and devotion from you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.